Sharp's Gold by Bernard Cornwell. The book bears a dedication. This book is for Andrew Gardner, with much gratitude. And a quotation. For a soldier I listed to grow great in fame, and be shot at for sixpence a day. Charles Dibdin, 1745 to 1814. Sharp's Gold. Richard Sharp and the Destruction of Almeida, August 1810. Chapter 1. The war was lost, not finished, but lost. Everyone knew it, from generals of division to the whores of Lisbon. That the British were trapped, trussed, ready for cooking, and all Europe waited for the master chef himself, Bonaparte, to cross the mountains and put his finishing touch to the roast. Then, to add insult to imminent defeat, it seemed that the small British army was not worthy of the great Bonaparte's attention. The war was lost. Spain had fallen. The last Spanish armies had gone, butchered into the history books, and all that was left was the fortress harbour of Cadiz and the peasants who fought the guerrilla, the little war. They fought with Spanish knives and British guns, with ambush and terror, till the French troops loathed and feared the Spanish people. But the little war was not the war, and that, everyone said, was lost. Captain Richard Sharp, once of His Majesty's 95th Rifles, now captain of the Light Company of the South Essex Regiment, did not think that the war was lost, although, despite that, he was in a foul mood, morose and irritable. Rain had fallen since dawn, and had turned the dust of the road...